Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're talking about how only one kingdom will last forever. Every week, we've been saying how in the kingdom of God, it's not about a geographical location, but it's about the hearts of people who hear the gospel, respond to the gospel in faith, and as they submit their heart to the Lord as their king, they become part of the kingdom of God, and that's how the kingdom of God advances. So Jesus was teaching about the values of the kingdom citizen, and he continued in this passage where he said, in chapter 7, he said, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish, would give him a serpent? If you then are, you know, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? The passage is, it comes at this point in the sermon where Jesus has been saying again and again that your righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees and the religious leaders. And then he keeps talking about these different things that you have to do that seem kind of unreachable, you know, to not judge anybody in your heart, to seek first the kingdom of God, to not serve God and money. There's all these things that you know that deep down in your heart, there's a conflict because that's what sin does to us. But then he turns to the people and says, look, if you knock, the door's going to be open. If you seek, you're going to find. If you ask, it will be given. It's as if he's turning to all of us and saying, look, I know that you can't attain righteousness, but if you seek me, you're going to find me. If you knock on my door, it's going to be opened. You don't have to be afraid that I'm not going to open the door. And then he talks about that if you ask, I'm going to give to you. And he says this statement where, hey, look, you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. I mean, that's a pretty blunt statement, but there's a reality there, that there's something in us that's all a little bit broken. But we know, even as parents, that we want to give good gifts to our children. If you have ever seen your kids on birthdays or Christmases, you know, there's just such a joy in being able to bless them with something that brings them such happiness. And what God is saying is that, look, the Father can be trusted. He is a good father. He will give good gifts. And then he tells us to ask. Have you ever wondered why, we're told to ask God, even though he knows what we need? There's something about the process of asking God and trusting in him, fully trusting in him, that when he provides, it just sets our heart right. I think the beauty of the passage is that sometimes we have a tendency to look at God in a way that maybe isn't correct. Sometimes that's because, you know, we've had poor examples or, poor people have represented, people have represented God poorly and that he's not a good God. But Jesus is telling us that, look, he's a good father at heart. This is who he is. He wants to bless you. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to seek him. He wants you to find him. He wants to be found by you, by me. I want to know him. I want to find him. That's the beauty of who he is. Just take a second right now, wherever you're at. I'm going to pray in a second, then I'll let you pray. But just remember who he is. Thank God for who he is. If you've been struggling in your relationship with God, tell him that you want to seek him. Ask him to reveal himself more to you. If there's something going on in your life that you need prayer for, just ask him that right now. Ask him to open a door in your life to know more of him. Father, I pray that you continue to guide us towards you. Lord, we pray that our hearts would be open to seeking you with all of our heart, that we would ask the things that we need from you, but God, that you would be the one who provides. God, I pray that you would open the doors in our life to know you more, to allow the kingdom of God to grow in our hearts and through us. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. God bless. Till next time.